the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
And right now, I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet and brought to you true outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge State-of-the-art Kitchen and Bath Showroom at Builder Supply Outlet. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 19th caller. All right. Say hello to Joey Gelman when you call. 312-981-7200, 19th caller.
Super nice guy, that
super
Joey.
Super nice. Little Joey. Our little fill-in producer today.
But he's very, very effective.
He's too nice for us.
Very talented.
He is too nice for us, especially for you.
Me?
Yeah.
I love Joey.
Violetta roll all over him.
Yeah, I know.
Just
I got to be very careful about Violetta. That's what we've learned.
No, you don't.
We can only let you loose in limited doses to the public. That's how it's going to be.
That's why Mexico is going to be interesting. You know, I know we'll talk more about that later.
Very concerned about how the Mexican military is going to be dealing with Violetta. They'll pay for the wall. If you keep her behind the wall, we will pay for the wall. Okay, we give up.
Wow.
It's not that bad. Come on.
Number five.
Hey, Bill Clinton was an elector.
Mm-hmm.
How fair is that? What if Donald Trump had won New York? What would he have done?
Well, there are rules for that kind of thing.
So he went to New York today, went to the Electoral College meeting in New York State. And then he went out and talked to people afterwards.
I've never cast a vote I was prouder of. You know, I watched her work for 2 years. I watched her battle through that bogus email deal, be vindicated at the end when Secretary Powell came out. She fought through that. She fought through everything. And she prevailed against it all, but you know, then at the end we had the Russians and the FBI deal, but she couldn't prevail against that. She did everything else and still won by 2.8 million
what,
votes.
What's the process?
Look, that's up to the experts. The finest vote counter in America is Nate Silver. He told you what costed the election.
He was very tearful in that, and you understand, because it's his wife, and he worked so hard to try to get her elected. But the problem with that, in that one interview, he blamed FBI's director, James Comey. He blamed the hack. Mm-hmm. He blamed the Russians. He blamed angry white men at one point. Mm-hmm. But there was no self-reflection. There's no, hey, and I understand, you know, we also didn't hear voters and what they really wanted
right.
to the middle
they didn't
class.
Connect, and they didn't go to Wisconsin, and they didn't go to all the things that basically Kellyanne Conway is saying back about them.
And
true.
Even President Obama said, hey, look, I spent time going to rural America
sure
and listening to them, okay?
Yes,
hey,
I did.
Maybe they didn't vote for, maybe people they were voted for, maybe they didn't, but it's, there needs to be some self-reflection, too, would be, I think, helpful mm-hmm. at this point.
Yes, that, well, I don't helpful to whom and for what reason and for what purpose? I don't know that
just
it
honesty,
matters anymore.
Being honest with yourself. I think that's what you don't hear
oh.
enough of.
Oh, Bill Clinton being honest with himself? Okay. There's
that
a moment. That's a moment
will.
We've all been waiting for. You know what? Maybe I should not have had sex with that woman, the intern. Maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe that was a boner. Wait a second. All right. Well, you know, that's about the last we're going to hear from Bill and Hillary Clinton, I would imagine.
I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of see it. I kind of see
so?
This being, yeah.
Just retreat to Chappaqua.
Yeah. I mean, because, their public life is over. They're not going to run, no one's running for anything anymore. And so now the question is, what do they do and what do they do with their
Clinton
you know,
Foundation and moving forward? Where do they put their
right.
energy?
They write books, they do all that. And now that they're not running for anything, will they continue the Clinton Foundation? A lot of questions about that.
Donations are certainly down from where they were.
He just wanted her to get elected so that it was like, I know where she is. She does not know where I am.
There's also speculation that Chelsea Clinton may seek a life in public office. And
okay. You know, it's okay. You know what? It didn't work. It didn't work. Let someone else have a chance now.
Number four.
All right. Now, remember during the Access Hollywood tapes, right? With Donald Trump and Billy Bush,
mm-hmm.
there was talk that on the Celebrity Apprentice there was even worse chatter.
Yes, there was, right.
Right.
And it was hard to imagine, but yes.
Well, then now comes forward Tom Arnold, who told a Seattle radio show that he, in fact, has those tapes that the producers of The Apprentice did not want released. Interesting. I don't know if I believe this, but
it was hundreds of people have seen these. It was sort of a Christmas video they put together. He wasn't going to be president of the United States.
Yeah.
It was him sitting in that chair saying the N-word, saying the C-word, calling his son a retard, being so mean to his own children.
Huh. And that's the stuff they were supposedly protecting, right? That didn't come out during the election.
Mm-hmm.
The producers took a lot of heat. I don't know. It's hard to know what to believe. It really is. I mean, I think the stuff that came out was embarrassing.
By the way, I just want to say it was Eric he was referring to as his own son.
Stop.
That's what he's talking about.
The Sunday before the election, I get a call from Arnold's CAA agent sitting next to Hillary Clinton. They said, I need you to release him saying the N-word. I said, well, now these two editors and an associate producer are scared to death. They're scared of his people. They're scared of they'll never work again. There's a $5 million confidentiality agreement.
Mm-hmm.
How would Tom Arnold get the recordings from that? How would they even fall in his hands?
He was on The Apprentice. He was on Celebrity Apprentice.
Okay.
Russia.
Russia gave it to him.
It was Russia. Yes. Putin's got him. Wait till Putin does this to Trump. It's going to be very interesting.
Well,
Trump's going to sit there. He's my buddy. Look, he helped me. He helped me. And so all Putin wants is chaos. And he's done a very good job this year. All right. Is there one more of Tom Arnold? Let's hear one more.
I've known him for 30 years. I don't know if you see my Twitter feed. I know so much about the guy. Here's the thing. I have the outtakes to the Apprentice where he says every bad thing ever, every dirty, every offensive, racist thing ever. I have that.
You have that.
I don't believe it.
I don't know. It's hard to know. So far, though, no tweet from Donald Trump about Tom Arnold. I just checked. Because you wonder if that's coming.
Because you just want, hey, you know what? Maybe he does. Hold on. By the way, Eric, happy Christmas.
Yeah, some are saying that now that the Electoral College has weighed in and the stamp has been put on the
electorate. It's official. Yeah.
Electorate, it's official that maybe he won't do those personal attack type of tweets.
I've been saying that the whole time.
Yeah,
you know, when it gets serious, he's not going to do it. When it gets serious, nope, you know, he's going to pivot, right? He ain't pivoted. That man is not a change agent. Does not change himself.
At his age, I don't think so.
No. What? There'd be some midnight tweeting from the White House. Before his private security shoot the Secret Service who were coming after his BlackBerry or whatever he carries.
iPhone. Made in China. We're going to make it back here. And your iPhone's going to be $65,000.
And you know no one's reading them a second time because there were some their words misspelled. Like even this weekend, there were a couple of them.
Yeah. Unprecedented. It was unprecedented as opposed to unprecedented.
I hate when people correct me on Twitter. But so also, I'm not the president-elect.
So do I, Violetta.
You have something in common.
Would you like to be the Secretary of Indian Affairs? Do we still have that?
Is that because I'm tan?
Yes. Are you an Indian?
No.
I know it's not politically correct to say Indian anymore, but I'm going to say it anyway.
If you're from India.
Because it's okay. You can't tell me. Merry Christmas.
Raised in Chicago, reporting on Chicago, that's Mark Sapelsa and Micah Mater. Watch Chicago's very own Mark and Micah weeknights on WGN-TV News.
Checking in, he said. He wasn't sure where his microphone was.
At number three.
All right. Fake news alert.
Whoop, whoop. Big time. This one got all of us over the weekend. We were all on a community text, and this one I thought was real.
CeeLo Green over the weekend was shown in a video with a Samsung phone blowing up in his ear.
And then he falls backwards and looks like he's like seriously injured, doesn't get up.
Right. But it turns out that perhaps that's not exactly what happened. Here's CeeLo Green explaining.
I just want to let everybody know that I am alive and I'm well and I'm okay. And truthfully, I'm really upset that anybody had to be emotionally disturbed by what they saw today. Actually, what you saw today was a clip from a smaller video that we were shooting, you know, for a new project I'm doing called Gnarly Davidson, you know, and it's supposed to set up the new, you know, set up and introduce the new character identity. I'm still going to release the music, though, you know what I'm saying? And but first and foremost, and for everybody that love me and care about me, I just want to let y'all know that I'm okay.
Okay. All right.
So did he do it? Did they release it on purpose, though, knowing he was going to cause everybody to freak out and think he was, like, seriously injured, if not dead?
Yes, and let Samsung sue him for attempting to ruin their business.
Seriously, gosh. We all thought that was real this week. I mean, we were just, oh, my gosh. Thank God he's okay, and what a bizarre way to promote an album, by faking your own death with a cell phone.
I'm just glad he's not on The Voice anymore. I get lost in what he's saying. I'm like, get to the point, man.
Thank you. But
you see the video? Explanation, I don't know what he's saying. What was, I don't know.
He's trying to get out from under the fact that they went too far on their promotion.
Number two.
Jerry Lewis has had a few awkward on-screen moments in his day, but nothing compares to the recent interview he did with The Hollywood Reporter. He did not make it easy for Andy Lewis, who wrote 9 of the interviews went great. 1 was a train wreck. That's the article about... Andy wrote that Jerry hated his photo shoot. The photographers, the crew, the personnel, basically everything that happened before the interview portion even got started.
Have you ever thought about retiring?
Why?
Was there never a moment that you thought it might be time to retire or you would want
to? Why?
And so you've worked with a lot of people over the years. What, do you have a favorite story about, like, Dean or Frank Sinatra or somebody that you worked with, or, you know, over the years that you'd like to share?
Nope.
Not at all?
None.
How about you have an unfavorite story you'd like?
Okay. Nope. Not for this.
Anything else you want to?
Nope. All right, clean it out of here.
I got to say.
Seriously went badly.
It did go badly, but that guy did not help himself. That is not a way to conduct an interview with a prickly guy like...
Well, you know he's prickly going in because he has a reputation for that.
Yeah, that's not how you handle that.
Oh, how do you handle it?
You handle it like you'd handle Donald Trump. I love your sign, sir. How you handle it. You got to win them over, and then you ask the questions, and then they'll give it up. But you got to, you know... It's got to be a little bit of, hey, because first of all, there's legendary stories about Dean and everything that he could tell. He's told them to other reporters, but this guy ticked him off.
Mm-hmm.
And now this guy's turning it back on him. I'm with Jerry on this. I'm team Jerry.
You are? Even though he's kind of known for being absolutely prickly?
Yeah, fine,
every
whatever.
How do you interview a guy like that? I mean,
it's your job. When it's your job, you find a way.
Why?
Number one.
Alec Baldwin, return to Saturday Night Live. Will he be back after the first of the year? That's the question. As the president, here they are taking on the president's relationship with Pooty Poot.
Let's get this over with. Are there any more cabinet picks left?
Okay, we're almost full. Sir Rick Perry has agreed to be Secretary of Energy.
Is that a great choice? I saw him on Dancing with the Stars. This guy has so much energy. Yeah. It's just unprecedented.
Mm-hmm. It was so good.
Merry Christmas, Mr. President and Liz. I just wanted to come by and... Pooty? Oh, my God!
Rexy, baby! Za-dee-da! Za-dee-da! Za-va-vas!
A bare-chested Putin shows up through the chimney. It was great. I'd like to see Alec Baldwin back. I'm sure the president-elect would not like to, but they've done so well, and the ratings are up hugely for Saturday Night Live.
Yes. Yes, they are, despite what Trump said. Losers, their ratings have never been worse. They lose, they lose, they lose. Someone should cancel the show. And the ratings are the highest they have been.
Oh, yeah.
So I would argue that everything he tweets is not 100% accurate. But he's, when he's president of the United States after January 20th, one might ask him to be a little more accurate.
We'll see.
One might just say that. All right, shall we close this up?
The top five at five.